Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with KUAC Newsminer Update. The McKinley wildfire received rain over the long weekend, and the blaze along the Parks Highway near Willow is now listed as 95% contained. An incident management team from the Rocky Mountain region took over the fire yesterday, and in an update video, Operations Chief Pat Hardy says the focus is on addressing dangers within the fire's perimeter.
Continuing to mop up ash pits and remove hazards, snagging, removing hazard trees, just to make it safe around those structures for so folks can get back in there.
Managers say firefighters and residents have been injured by falling trees and ash pits. A thunderstorm which dropped up to half an inch of precipitation on the fire yesterday helped wet down deep, dry duff layers, but fire behavior analyst Bruce Giersdorf says it may not be enough to stop underground burning.
Our buildup index, our drought codes, those are at extreme. And even with the moisture that we've gotten, potentially even with the half an inch of moisture that we've got, those are probably still going to stay extreme.
There's a continued chance for rain showers in the McKinley Fire area forecast this week. Over 500 people are working the fire, one of eight blazes staffed statewide. Governor Mike Dunleavy has selected Representative Lattie Shaw to fill the state Senate seat previously held by Anchorage Republican Chris Birch, who died last month. Alaska Public Media reports that Shaw is a former Navy SEAL who was selected to the state House of Representatives in 2018. In a Facebook Live message, Dunleavy said Shaw has the experience needed to serve Senate District M.
Lattie and I had a conversation about, you know, his view of government, his view of public service, and I think it's going to be a really good fit for District M.
Senate Republicans will vote on whether or not to confirm Shaw as Birch's replacement. After Birch's death, in a procedure that follows state law and political custom, the Alaska Republican Party submitted three candidates for Dunleavy to choose from to fill the vacant seat. The two others were Anchorage School Board member Dave Donley and Albert Fogle, who had previously run for both Shaw's House seat and a seat on the Anchorage Assembly. Birch's daughter, Tally Birch Kindred, had applied to replace her father in the Senate, but her name was not advanced by the state GOP. If Shaw is confirmed, the Alaska Republican Party will have to submit another name to Governor Dunleavy to fill the vacant House seat that Shaw previously held. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.